We always receive more than we deserve. This has to be a basic starting point of our faith, that we, all of us, no matter if we think we're closer to the saint or sinner line, always receive more than we deserve. Sometimes it takes dramatic, out-of-the-ordinary gestures to remind us of this. A week ago, Pope Francis gave us such a reminder, in many ways a preview of tonight. The youngest nation in the world, for all of you non-Jeopardy buffs, is South Sudan. Having received recognized independence from Sudan, you guessed it, in 2011 after a prolonged and bloody fight. No sooner had the ink dried on South Sudan's constitution than it itself was thrown into civil war. The president accusing the vice president of a coup, tribal factions backing the two separately, 1 million people currently seeking asylum, an estimated 400,000 dead from the six-year-old conflict. So South Sudan is young, it's poor, GDP right above Haiti's, per capita $745 a year, over 70 times less than what we enjoy. It's hungry. The UN describes its food distribution at near starvation level. And yet, with all that we could consider pointing to its insignificance, its distance from the family of nations, or even God's family, perhaps, last Thursday capped a 2-day Vatican retreat for the still embattled leaders of the country. And at the concluding press conference, Pope Francis did something even more extraordinary. After pleading for the shaky peace deal the South Sudan sides signed this last fall, after presenting a vision of handling hard issues together and holding hands in unity before their people, our 82-year-old pontiff approached the two leaders, bent down, and kissed their feet. As simple citizens, you will become fathers of the nation, the Pope's last words at the gathering. We always receive more than we deserve. Imagine those three men in that room, two struggling to lead their country, helpless before the kiss from the Pope, hands limp by their sides, and Pope Francis himself, struggling just to bend down to the floor in his white cassock, struggling even more to stand up again, breathing very much like an old man with one lung, as he is. In that moment, everything should seem very clear. We each possess a core of goodness, but we each are also weak, limited. President, Vice President, Pope, all of us. God's spark alone makes these gestures and moments significant. We always receive more than we deserve. Bending low today, priests across the world will reenact our gospel that we just heard Deacon Doug proclaim, washing the feet of 12 members of their community, stand-ins for the original 12. Raising high today, faithful from around the world will move down the aisle and receive again the promised risen Lord, a Eucharist of body and blood, connecting St. Paul's Corinth past to our church present, to Jesus again. Sitting quietly today, pilgrims around the world will make their way with Jesus into the garden, spending some time at altars of repose with their palms and leaves and tabernacle. All of these Holy Thursday moments, these shocking gestures and gifted sacraments, should remind us before anything else that we always receive more than we deserve, with a God who reaches and raises, a God who bends and sits alongside, a God who gives us the first gift so we can make response with our lives. We receive again tonight, inspired and strengthened, to ourselves find shoe to kiss and foot to wash. Sometimes it takes something dramatic and out of the ordinary to shock us to our significance, to bring to vision God's divine spark among us. Once again this night, we are reminded we always receive more than we deserve.